genius.
The fully realized vision of an authentic American genius.
We need your brains.
Don't you have a brain in your head?
Oh, then I will have to adjust your brain a bit.
Every day, Billy the Brain talks with the best guests in America.
Cool.
About business.
The boss that works for you.
Entertainment. Sports.
Turn now to sports.
And the local community.
Radio keeps its eye on local events.
It's time for brainstorming.
My brain is like mush.
With Billy the Brain.
Sounds like fun. Let's go.
Now, here's your host, Billy the Brain.
Hi, this is Bill Frank, and you're listening to Brainstorming with Billy the Brain. We're live every day, Monday through Friday at 10 o'clock, here on KKZZ, Positive Talk Radio for Ventura and Santa Barbara counties. You can also hear us streaming over the internet at brainstormingonline.com. My goal is to bring you interviews with thought leaders in business, entertainment, sports, and the local community. Together, we'll listen to what these people say and relate it to how we live and work right here in Ventura County. Brainstorming with Billy the Brain is smart radio with sharp questions aimed at intelligent guests. It's talk radio done right for the 21st century. If you want to join in the conversation, you can always call us at 639-0008, or if you're outside of the area code, it's area code 805-639-0008. Every show has a theme, and today's theme is oddities. Each of my guests will discuss an unusual aspect of our daily lives. My first guest explains the things that you should never do, never say, or never forget from his latest book, Neverisms. My second guest finds the creepiness in things that were never intended to be creepy. We'll examine unintentional creepiness from his book, Creepiosity. My third guest has researched the power of the mind for 25 years. He'll guide us through some thought experiments to reveal the dissonance in our thinking, our beliefs, our desires, and our choices from his latest book, What If? And if you want to join in the conversation, you can call us at 639-0008. Dr. Marty Grothy lived and practiced in New England for over 25 years. Originally trained as an individual therapist and marriage counselor, he expanded his practice to business arena in the early 1980s. In 1984, Inc. magazine called him a pioneer in the new and emerging field of business therapy. Marty is the author of several books, both on business and language. His latest book is titled Neverisms, a quotation lover's guide to things you should never do, never say, or never forget. He was born and raised in North Dakota. Marty graduated from the University of North Dakota. In 1974, he received his PhD in psychology from no less than Columbia University in New York City. Marty and his wife live in Raleigh, North Carolina. They have four grown children and one grandchild. Welcome to the show, Marty. How are you today?
Well, I'm just fine, Bill. Thank you for having me.
Well, it's a pleasure to have you on board. Fun little book that you have written here, and just the type of book that appeals to my heart. But let's start with the title. You know, when we strongly encourage a person to do something, that's called exhortation, an exhortation. The opposite of that, in strictest language terms, would, if we want to discourage somebody, that would be a dehortation. But that's an awkward word, to say the least. You've coined a new term, neverism. What is a neverism, and why did you decide to collect quotations about what never to do?
Well, neverisms are those things you should never do or never say or never forget or never think. They're the cautionary warnings we give to other people about stuff they just shouldn't do. Most of them come from hard-earned life experience. The tendency goes back about 2,700 years in human history, and I've collected about 2,000 neverisms in this book.
Well, it's interesting because one of the neverisms is never give advice unless asked, and here you are creating a book of never advice and giving it out to people. Aren't you sort of violating that age-old principle?
Well, there's a whole chapter called oxymoronic and paradoxical neverisms, and that's when you actually say things like never say never, or as Yogi Berra once said, never answer an anonymous letter.
Well, we love Yogi Berra, and we'll come back to that a little bit later. But I guess I'm sitting here scratching my head a little bit thinking about how did a trained psychologist develop a love for wordplay and for quotations as you have?
Well, I was turned on to quotations when I was 16 years of age by a high school guidance counselor who took a very special interest in me when I got into trouble with the law, and he planted the seed. The seed germinated about 4 years later when I was in college and I was in the middle of an identity crisis, and I read a book that absolutely turned around my life. It was filled with powerful quotations, and that book was, of course, Henry David Thoreau's Walden, and the quotation that kind of started my quotation career off was one your listeners are all familiar with. It's not a neverism, but it's a quote that begins with the word if, and that's the subject of my book I wrote 2 years ago called Iferisms, and the famous quote is, if a man fails to keep pace with his companion, perhaps it is because he hears a different drummer. A wonderful quote from Henry David Thoreau from his book Walden, and that quote appealed to me at a time I needed some guidance, and that started my quotation collecting career more than 50 years ago.
Wow, Doc, amazing. I thought you were going to say the if quote was going to be the if from Rudyard Kipling, but that's also equally good.
Well, and that's not a quote, you know,
it is a poem.
But it's a wonderful poem, yeah. And I tell the story behind that poem in my Iferisms book. It's a fabulous story and a wonderful poem.
That it is. We're talking to Dr. Marty Grothy, everyone, who's the author of the book Neverism. So I understand why you wrote the book If, because you were influenced by Walden, by Henry David Thoreau and so forth. But why did you write this book?
Well, this is my sixth quotation anthology in the last 12 years, so I've been putting quotation books out about every 2 years now, and, you know, once I finished my Iferisms book, the question became, well, what should be my next one? And I'll be honest with you, Bill, about 25 years ago, I was just kind of going through my quotation collection, which at the time was probably, you know, 25 or 50,000 quotations.
Wow.
It's now more than 500,000 in my computer files. But I began to notice, wow, there's lots of great quotes that begin with the word never. So I created a special little computer file, and I just called it my never file. I didn't have the neverisms concept in my brain yet. But it included some ancient quotations that were just spectacular, like, you know, Euripides said, never judge till you hear the other side. Well, that was a wonderful piece of ancient advice that I thought had modern-day relevance, but it also included some witty neverisms, like Irma Bombeck said, never go to a doctor whose office plants have died. And I just said to myself, I got to keep an eye on these quotes that begin with never. Maybe they might one day turn into an entire book. And, of course, they did.
Interestingly enough, and you've divided them, the nevers, into 18 different categories of neverisms. And we'll talk about some of them. But the ones that you alluded to, the more classic neverisms that we know, never judge a book by its cover. Never change horses in midstream. I mean, those are perennial classics. But why do you think that is we as humans offer so many varieties of advice on what never to do?
Well, I think advice giving is probably in our DNA code, and it really kind of reflects the psychology of the human experience. If I'm a person that has experienced a problem, and I look at you, my good friend, who's about to do something that I think might be similarly bad, well, it's just natural for me to want to say to you, Bill, you know, never do that. And then, of course, I have another chapter in the book called Multiple Neverisms, because, you know, sometimes one never will just not suffice, and we have to come up with more than one. And of course, Winston Churchill is the master of the multiple neverism, and all of your listeners are familiar with his famous never give in, never give in, never, 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 and matters great and small, large or petty. I mean, it's a wonderful quotation that goes back to 1941.
Yeah. Well, it's interesting. We are talking to Dr. Marty Grothy. We're talking about his book, Neverisms. And you have conducted research. You've got now, you said, over 500,000 quotes in a computer. So how did you conduct the research for the different neverisms? You went from 10,000 quotes to 500,000 quotes. That is a quantum leap. Did you just go to your computer on Google and type in the word never to see what came back? How'd you do this?
Well, that's an excellent question. And, of course, I've been collecting quotations before computers were ever invented. But, you know, thank goodness in 1983 I got my first Apple IIe computer, and that allowed me to make some sense out of this large collection as I began to put them into computer files. But, you know, things really began to mushroom in the age of the Internet. And now it is possible for people like myself, quotation researchers, to really, really, really enhance our efforts at locating quotations that, you know, might otherwise have never seen the light of day.
Well, it's also interesting on the other end of that, somebody had to find that quotation and put it into the stratosphere in order for you to be able to find it. So that's interesting.
Well, indeed. But, you know, many of them kind of get advanced and then they kind of get lost. If something was put into a book or an article that was published 50 or 75 or 90 years ago, you know, that quotation might never be found again if it weren't for somebody that's put that into a digital format and now made it available for those of us who really want to do the digging for them.
Just another example of the power of the Internet. We're talking
Underestimate the power of the Internet.
There you go. Another neverism from Dr. Marty Grothe. Marty, you've divided into 18 different categories. One of the categories is wit and wordplay. And one of my favorite neverisms from that category is never moon a werewolf, which I thought was extremely funny. But when it comes to wit and comedy, why does the word never provide such a stark contrast and make things so funny? What do you think the human reaction is to that?
Well, I think that's an excellent question, Bill. And I think my answer to that is humorists and satirists for many thousands of years now like to play around with serious themes. But they realize that one of the best ways to play around with serious themes is to turn those ideas kind of on their head. And so they say things oftentimes that literally are shocking. P.J. O'Rourke said, never hit anyone from behind. People should be kicked from behind. Well, I mean, you know, we don't normally advise people to be kicked from behind, but when you say it in that kind of a format, it becomes hilarious. And he's got another one which is even more shocking, but actually it's more brilliant. He said, never strike anyone so old, small, or weak that verbal abuse would have sufficed.
Another great P.J. O'Rourke, who's one of the great satirists.
Fabulous. Yeah, I've got a bunch from him, a bunch from Dave Barry, a bunch from P.J. O'Rourke. Rita Rudner had a great one. She said, never play peekaboo with a child on a long plane trip. There's no end to the game.
Very good. Marty, now, you're talking about some of these neverisms that have sort of stood out in your mind. Is there any one author, speaker, personality that has emerged sort of as your favorite for quotable neverisms?
Well, I think I would have to say it depends on whether we're talking serious or witty. I think Irma Bombeck is my favorite when it comes to a witty one. She said things like, never loan your car to someone to whom you have given birth. And when it comes to serious ones, I would say a real candidate has got to be Winston Churchill. I've got a whole bunch from him, and he liked the multiple ones. Back in 1930, this was well before Hitler even took power, he said in a book, never, never, never believe that any war will be smooth and easy. And we've seen now in our own modern era, you know, just how powerful that observation is.
Well, powerful observation and born out of true experience. But of course, at that time, Winston Churchill was still stinging from the Dardanelles episode in World War I. Gallipoli, for those of you who don't remember the movie, explains that it was a terrible, terrible defeat for the British, and he was kicked out of office until he became prime minister as a result of that resounding defeat. My guest today, however, is Dr. Marty Grothe. We're talking about his latest book, Neverisms. And before you get the impression that this is just a long chronicle chronicle of quotations and things like that. The book is much, much more than that. Every chapter begins with an interesting or an amusing story. For example, this one tickled me. I don't know why, but I guess it says a lot about me. The chapter on love and sex begins with a story about Neil Strauss. Now, Neil Strauss is not a name that you know. He's a ghostwriter for the porn star Jenna Jameson, who wrote an advice book a couple of years ago, How to Make Love Like a Porn Star. And there's a whole story about that. The Never Trust chapter begins with a story about Apple's 1984 commercial. 1984 is not going to be like 1984. Why did you choose the stories that you selected to begin each of these chapters? And is there a history behind each of the stories?
Well, you know, you never know where you're going to go until you get there. And with regard to the Apple computer launch, I had always had a quotation in my collection called "Never Trust a Computer You Can't Lift." Well, I didn't think it was all that spectacular. I mean, it was just began with never. But then I discovered a couple of days after that famous Macintosh commercial at the Super Bowl in January 24th of 1984, I believe it was, Steve Jobs introduces the Macintosh at a product launch. And there's like, you know, 2,000 or 3,000 enthusiasts in the audience, and he steps out on stage, and the audience just absolutely is thrilled when he unveils this small little computer, and he puts this floppy disk into it, into the theme song from Chariots of Fire. You see the screen light up with all these images, and then he says a few more things to this appreciative audience, and finally he says, you know, we've done enough talking about the Macintosh, let's let the Macintosh talk for itself. And then for the first time in history, people hear a computer talk, and the words out of the computer's mouth are these. He says, "Unaccustomed as I am to public speaking, let me share with you a maxim that came to me last week when I walked by an IBM mainframe computer. Never trust a computer you can't lift." It was a wonderful story, and by the way, I have that URL to the product launch in my book, so people are on my website as well, so people can go up and see that launch. It's absolutely spectacular.
Oh, that's a great story, a very fun story. We're talking to Dr. Marty Grothy, everyone, about his book, Neverisms. Marty, what do you want readers to take away from reading the book, Neverisms?
Well, I want readers to take away from Neverisms the same thing that I want them to take away from all of my books, which is that quotations, well-phrased quotations, have an enormous power in human life. And they have power to reframe the way we look at the world. They have power to make us see the lighter side of things when we're feeling a little bit down or discouraged. And that in general, quotations, these well-phrased ideas from some great minds or great wits, you know, just have a power to entertain us and sometimes to even enthrall us.
That they do. We've been talking to Dr. Marty Grothy, everybody, author of the book Neverisms, A Quotation Lover's Guide to Things You Should Never Do, Never Say, or Never Forget. Marty, it has been a real pleasure. If people want to learn more about you, learn more about the book, where would you direct them to go on the Internet?
To my website, which is www.drmardy, and that's drmardy.com.
Dr. Marty with a D, drmardy.com. Marty, thank you so much for being my guest. We'll talk to you down the road.
Thanks, Bill. Appreciate your interest.
Thank you.